I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Today we're going to talk about menhaden. Kevin, tell us about menhaden and why are they so important?
Well, menhaden are a member of the herring family. They're found along our coast from Florida all the way up to Maine. A lot like striped bass and other fish, they come into our waters up around Cape Cod sometime in the spring, and then they typically leave in the fall. They have a lot of regional names. The common name is menhaden, but most of the Northeast will call them bunker. And for some reason around Boston and Massachusetts, we tend to call them pogies. They get to about 1 or 2 pounds, about a foot long, and they swim together in big schools. They tend to kind of play follow the leader and swim around in circles with their mouths open because that's how they feed.
Now, menhaden have a particular interest for fishermen because they will use these smaller fish to fish for bigger fish.
That's right. So fishermen look for these schools of menhaden because you can snag them out of the school and use them for bait. So if you picture menhaden swimming around in a big school, that's what they do to feed, and that's also how they protect themselves. A big, tightly formed school of menhaden, that's tough for a striped bass or bluefish to kind of pick one off and to eat. So if a fisherman casts a treble hook, which is basically a grappling hook or snagging hook, into the school, snags one of those menhaden and pulls it out, it immediately sticks out as an injured fish, sticks out from the rest of the school, and that's when a striped bass or a bluefish will come right up and attack it. You'll see that's a very popular way to fish. Find the menhaden, find the pogies, snag one out of the school, and try and get a bluefish or a striped bass to eat it.
You were out fishing with menhaden recently.
That's right. I took a trip up to Boston Harbor, which right now has a lot of menhaden. They call them pogies up there. And it's very exciting fishing. You look and see the pogies swimming around in circles, snag one out, and the bass and bluefish, it's almost like they appear out of nowhere because they're sitting below the school. They're just waiting to see that injured fish and see their opportunity to come and eat it.
When you snag out a menhaden on that treble hook, are you transferring it to a different hook to fish with it?
The best thing to do, especially if you want to try and release the striped bass you catch, is get that menhaden back to the boat as soon as possible, switch it over to a single hook, and then put it back out. But there are instances where you don't even have the chance. You're trying to reel it in and get it back to the boat, and the bluefish or the striped bass are on it so fast, you don't really have a chance.
And juvenile menhaden are known by another particularly funny name around here.
That's right. So we call the adult menhaden bunker, and we tend to call the juvenile menhaden peanut bunker around here. I suppose it's because they're smaller, and fish like to eat them like peanuts. And they're usually about 1 or 2 inches long, and they tend to show up in the fall, so right around this time of year. And they're a favorite food of smaller striped bass and bluefish and false albacore. So they're very important in the fall when you'll see fish like that chasing them to the surface, creating what we call blitz conditions where the peanut bunker are jumping out of the water, the fish are chasing them, and the birds are diving to pick them out of the air. So it's a big part of the excitement of fall fishing when we have a lot of peanut bunker around.
Well, we are getting into the fall fishing now. Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing?
Well, after a windy week, we didn't get a lot of fishing reports from boaters, but we did hear from a lot of shore fishermen over the Labor Day weekend. The Cape Cod Canal has been very good. It's been consistent. A lot of people fishing at night with live eels and into the daytime with jigs are doing very well. It's not just striped bass right now. There have also been some big bluefish actually chasing menhaden into the canal, so that's been very good. And then also, now that the winds have let down later in the week, we got our first reports from boaters who managed to get out, and they did report false albacore are back in Nantucket Sound. I've also heard reports that they're around Woods Hole and down along the Elizabeth Islands. So I bet going into this weekend, we'll see a lot of people out there chasing down those false albacore.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.